Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Coming up, an artist who uses sounds inspired by nature and thinks nature is listening back. But first, we're talking about a volunteer in Lake County who heads frequently to the North Lake Processing Center. For the 1,500 detainees at North Lake Processing Center, the large ICE detention facility here in northern Michigan, visitation hours are limited. Each detainee gets 2 hours a week, and many are being held hundreds of miles from friends and family. One northern Michigan resident who lives just nearby the detention center has been visiting detainees multiple times a week for months now. IPR's Claire Keenan Kurgan has this profile.
So, one, two...
Julie Cordier is counting how many people she has visited in ICE detention.
Four, I've visited him. Five.
These aren't people she knew at all until they happen to be detained 20 minutes away from her house.
Nine, oh, 10. I was looking for her name. I got to send her something.
She has a binder filled with notes on each person's name, some details about them, and how often she's seen them.
Somewhere 15, between 15 and 20 is my guess.
That's the number of people she's visited. She keeps this list because she'd started losing track. Cordier lives in Baldwin, in Lake County, in a cabin with her husband at the end of a long, winding dirt road.
This is kind of our happy place, you know, out in the middle of the woods on a two-track, nobody around.
Except it happens to be less than 10 miles from a private prison facility owned by Geo Group that's been operating as an immigration detention center since last summer. The first time she visited was with her pastor at the Baldwin Methodist Church. They got the idea from a pastor in Grand Rapids who has been driving people out to North Lake to visit detainees ever since a member of his church was detained.
And we knew that there were all these strict rules, you know, like your shirt isn't supposed to have any pockets. You can't wear an underwire bra because of the metal. They literally, for people who come a long way to see like their family member, if you're wearing an underwire bra, you're not going in. They'll give you a pair of scissors. They send you out to the little waiting area. And, you know, women's, you know, wiggle out of their bra and cut out the underwire.
To get in, she just needs someone's name and what's called their alien number, which is how they're ID'd by the government. She calls it an A number. She doesn't like the word alien. The detainee she first met with puts her in touch with others.
He'll say, you know, this person, here's name, A number. He really needs a visit. You know, he's really struggling. He's, you know, kind of losing hope.
Now, she's gone so many times that she even catches up with the staff at the facility about their weekends, their families, how they're doing. The other day, when she called to ask about visitation hours,
the gal who answered the phone, they were like, is this Julie? I'm like, it is.
She has helped family members of detainees get their cars back after they were impounded and given advice to people who've lost their apartments and deposited money into commissary accounts on behalf of detainees' family members who couldn't do it in person. If people in detention don't have family or friends who can come, the only connection they have to the outside world is through visitors like herself.
You actually feel like, oh my gosh, like this is probably one of the very most important things I've ever done in my life.
Baldwin is a highly conservative part of Michigan. 65% of Lake County voted for President Trump. When the facility reopened back in June, lots of people here were excited about the jobs and traffic coming to this area, where there are very few opportunities for work. Cordier is part of a network of people across West and Northwest Michigan paying visits to North Lake. It's called Hope for Neighbors. But not all of her neighbors want to come with her to support detainees.
Honestly, not everybody in our church is wanting to get involved with it. I think a lot of people have preconceived ideas about the migrant population. And if you don't take the time to actually get to know the immigrant population, I guess you just believe what you're told, right?
She pointed to data from the federal government. About 1,200 out of the nearly 1,500 people detained at Northlake have no criminal record.
It's very easy to just hearken back to the things that Jesus said and said, hey, I'm welcoming the refugee. I'm loving my neighbor.
That's what she tells people at her church when they ask her why she continues to go. For IPR News, I'm Claire Keenan Kurgan.
Let's take a look at a couple other stories making news. Munson Medical Center in Traverse City is adding new security and weapons detection systems to its main lobby and emergency department entrances. The Record Eagle reporting that Munson sees about 50,000 emergency visitors a year and averages about 300 daily patients. Visitors will have to pass through a detector, but most people will be able to do so without removing personal belongings from their pockets. Gas prices in Michigan have jumped nearly a dollar since last week. More increases could be on the way. This morning on US 31 in Traverse City, one station had gas at $4.99 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan is head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy. He says it is rare to see prices change so significantly and so quickly.
Generally in Michigan, prices do not generally go up on a daily basis. It usually happens every few days or more so every week or two.
DeHaan says prices could continue to increase and that there's a chance prices could exceed the $5 mark in the weeks ahead. Finally, today, Matthew Burtner is in northern Michigan to make eco-acoustic music. What you're hearing now is called Syntax of Snow. It was made about glaciers. The composer and sound artist was at the Garden Theater in Frankfurt last night explaining his work. It involves listening and recording sounds of the landscape, and Burtner thinks the natural world is also listening.
I really do think that, like, the rocks are listening to us as we play in some way. Certainly the other animals are listening to us when we make noise. And there's lots of evidence that the plants are as well. So the things we do with sound are actually received and interpreted by the environment. And we're kind of like just discovering how deep that goes.
Matthew Burtner is doing a residency in Alberta, partly sponsored by Interlaken Public Radio. You can find out about public events he has coming up in May. Look at the IPR events page under the Stuff to Do tab on our website, iprnews.org. That's the Up North Lowdown for this Thursday, April 30th. I'm Ed Ronco. Consider, please, joining us in person tomorrow at 8:30 at Right Brain Brewery in Traverse City. We're going to be kicking off the first full day of the Fresh Coast Film Festival with a live in-person edition of the Up North Lowdown, talking to filmmakers, special guests, and more. That's tomorrow, 8:30 to 9 at Right Brain Brewing in Traverse City. Our producer is Austin Rollator. Thanks for listening. We're glad you're here.